This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Brooke, tell me about the text message you just got.
Okay, so to give you guys some context.
Oh, we talked about him on the pod. This was maybe Catfish Guy.
The Catfish Guy.
Uh-huh.
So I was dealing with him, a month ago, over mm-hmm. a month ago.
More now, yeah.
And I kept trying to meet him, and all he wanted to do was, like, talk to me on the phone and, like, say dirty things to me. And I was like, cool, cool, cool. Sounds like a blast. Let's hang out in person. And he, like, kept being weird.
Kept not doing it,
and
yeah.
And so I was like, I'm leaving for a month, and so if you want to meet me, now. And he was like, oh, you can't handle this uh-huh. sexy times, whatever. And I was like, bye. And he has a green text bubble, so he couldn't have contacted me in
right.
Israel if I tried, but if he tried, but I landed and I had two texts from him. I don't know when they came in, but they were like, hey, you back? And I was like, actually, I am back. And he was like, oh, did you fall in love with an Israeli? And I was like, yeah, I fell in love with 8 Israelis because I did.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, oh, but I suggested an orgy and I'm a pervert. Blah, blah. And I was like, actually, you know what?
I think we're good here.
I'm okay. I'm not looking for you in this moment. Thanks.
Or maybe any moment.
Bye.
But he won't leave you alone.
And then he's like, wait, I need to meet you. You're too interesting not to meet. And I'm just like indulging. He goes, I changed my mind. I actually want to meet you. Okay. So now he's starting to text me like a normal person. Like he's saying, he's asking me how I'm doing. He's asking me how work went. And I don't know why, but I'm like continuing to respond.
Because he's hilarious without trying to be.
He's just so funny. So today he just texts me, hey. So he asked me how I am, how work was. I was like, okay, cool. He goes, getting my house stormproof, buying lots of food. I was like, oh, because there's supposed to be like a big snowstorm.
Yeah, by the time this comes out, we'll know whether there was an actual storm or whether it was another like half storm.
You guys, I really need it not to storm because I really, really, really need to go to therapy tomorrow.
And on the other hand, I super need it to storm because I would love to not go to work tomorrow. So we'll see which of us wins.
So he goes, I was like, do you think it's going to be bad? And he goes, if it is, I want to snowed in together, which like could be cute if I've ever met him.
Yeah, literally never.
And I said, kind of seems like the beginning of a Lifetime murder movie, dot, dot, dot. And he goes, but it's Lifetime, so those movies always end well, right? I go, not the murder ones.
And?
He goes, the only thing I want to murder is that pussy.
That's a real text for just got.
That's a real text I just got.
The only thing I want to murder is that pussy.
That pussy. That would be too murder graphic pussy, for Lifetime. Baby. Now, how I want to respond is saying, was this supposed to be sexy? Because I laughed out loud. But
I think you should. I think you should just do it.
Say that.
You have at literally I think nothing I'm gonna, to lose
let me see.
With this guy.
We'll keep be you guys posted self. Throughout this yeah. episode, like what my text conversation with maybe.
Who knew what you were signing up for when you put this podcast in your ears?
My dating life?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. That would be too graphic. Okay. So, hi, Bridget.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Splat,
the podcast where me, Brooke.
And me, Bridget.
Talk about not only my sex life, but also Sex in the City.
10 years younger.
And 20 years later.
A little enhanced there for you. Mm-hmm. This is a specialty episode, clearly.
A specialty.
Matthew McConaughey and specialties.
McConaughey.
And indeed, we are still in LA in this episode. It's very weird.
This episode is all fluff.
Yeah, it's nothing really super happens. It's kind of annoying, actually. Watching it, I just found myself not caring. But I did have some, I found a lot of it just very funny.
I'm sorry, but my response was laughing out loud was to laugh out loud.
Yeah.
With the second one?
Or but this text, that text literally made me laugh out loud.
Perfect.
If you guys must know, this is like a solid 60% of what Brooke and I are doing at any given time about like Instagram photos, texts. It's great. When
he's gonna be so butthurt.
Yep. Or he's gonna be like, yes, I meant it to be funny. You think I'm funny? Let me show you my funny bone. Hint, it's my boner.
I bet he, yeah.
That's where it all comes back to with this guy.
It's so funny.
Also, guys, big news out of the New York gubernatorial race.
I'm sorry.
Sources say.
Gubernatorial?
Yeah. Sources say Cynthia Nixon is poised to announce that she will challenge New York Governor Cuomo in the Democratic primary for governor. Nixon, who has said publicly she is considering a run, is assembling a staff, including two former operatives of the New York City mayor. Office.
Oh my God, you guys, Cynthia Nixon is running for governor.
I put both of these as our story today, but my other favorite tweet about it today was, I hope Cynthia Nixon will EGOT, Emmy, governorship, Oscar, Tony.
That's amazing.
And with that note, shall we take it to LA?
Well, I want to know how are you?
Oh, I'm good as always.
As always.
I'm good. Nose still pierced. Although on Friday, the day after the pod came out, I was cleaning it in the bathroom at lunch.
Oh,
and
no,
it
I don't want to hear the story again.
Oh, yeah, I told
no, no,
you.
No, say it.
It accidentally popped out. Because, it hadn't, obviously, I've never taken it out before, so I thought there was a little more to it than there was, and it kind of came out on its own. Like, once I started. Oh, tell me. Just tell me. Oh my God.
No, it was definitely supposed to make you smile. I already know we have sexual chemistry. I want to make your heart race for other reasons too.
Jesus Christ.
How does he know that we have sexual chemistry? He's never been in the same room as me.
But your texts, Brooke. Butter emails. Butter texts.
Like,
wow.
He's so
He's
confident.
Really working on wooing you now. He's gone full steam ahead.
He's definitely changed his tactics.
You're going to, the first time you meet, he's going to propose at this rate.
Oh my God, this is like the fucking millennial bachelor.
It is.
Not that the bachelor isn't already
millennial.
Not that I watched
millennial. The Bachelor, but I hear it and read much about how crazy
okay.
it was.
Well, I did. It's mm-hmm. actually the second part of the finale tonight. But it has been the worst, most boring.
He just seems like the worst.
He's the worst. He's like a fucking like mannequin, like dummy come to life.
A dummy.
It's like the way that his body like moves or doesn't move.
I clicked on his Twitter today to see if he had any interesting tweets.
No,
and all he tweets about are the like big four-wheelers he drives.
Well, he's a race car driver.
That's honestly like he should be more interesting than he is.
He's so boring.
This is not a show about The Bachelor, but
it could be. This is really going to be this theme of this podcast is literally helping me draft texts. How does he? Can I just be like, I'm so sorry.
Be like, I'm so glad you know we have sexual chemistry, even though we've never met. No, that's not going to read sarcastically. He's going to take that at face value. Don't
is
say that.
He?
Yeah, this guy's going to take whatever you give him and run with it.
Okay, that's amazing. Alice and Janney won an Oscar. The Oscars are also so boring.
Yeah, I didn't watch and I literally felt like I missed nothing.
Frances McDormand. Have we already talked about this?
You and I? No.
It was both incredible to watch and also wildly unsettling.
Yes.
She's a psychopath, but also a queen.
As some of the best actors are, that combo.
Just weirdo weenies. What else do I have to tell you? Oh, Bridget and I hung out.
Oh, yeah, we did. It was so fun. And I did her nails, which we discovered I can't ever do again because her work is too intense
no,
to keep them from chipping.
No, you can still do them.
But we just like hung out and bonded and talked to none about the podcast. And it was so fun.
It was amazing that we talked none about the podcast.
Yeah, I loved it.
We played board games. I spent my entire day Saturday after work playing board games. I found a board game cafe.
You told me.
And I
me.
Played
I
a lot of escape room board games since we've last
Okay, yeah.
Spoken.
So Brooke played this game with me.
I ordered another one. Apparently the one that we did is the worst one, according to the board game forums that I'm now reading on.
Oh, please. I mean, Ari and I have been here for, like, we literally do research into our next games we're going to buy. I'm so glad we're all on the same page.
I know. You're the place that I have game nights.
I feel like we have, like, the perfect place for it.
Yeah.
It's a good game night
place. I'll come to Brooklyn to have a game
night. Hell yeah. Yeah, Brooke has some inspiring thoughts about traveling to see friends.
I will travel to Brooklyn because I care about Bridget and I need to stop being a baby.
It's a good thing in general just to be like, I can put small amounts of effort into doing things and caring about people. And
because it was just so fun.
Yeah.
So.
It was the best.
We need to have a game.
Also, I did get my nose ring back in.
Oh, yeah.
That's all the important part of that story.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a Sex in the City board game. There's got to be, right? It's got to be bad.
He's so...
Oh, never mind. Okay, tell me.
Okay. There's the unnecessarily aggravated tone I know and love, heart. Can't wait to see you too, boo. I'm just like, what? I don't understand. Why do you talk to me like we've been married for 14 years, but also like...
You're wooing me.
Like, babe, you don't know me.
Truly. But he really, really clearly wants to. He's the one who didn't want to hang out.
Does he? Or does he just like talking to me?
Right, exactly.
Because your girl don't need that.
Just call his bluff.
Okay, shall we?
Let's fucking do it. It is the beloved beginning of...
Bum, 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 bum.
Exactly. Bum, bum. Those are how words work. Let's find these notes. Where I put them. Oh, I liked that little reverb you got in there. That's nice. Yes, girl.
Oh, my God. So much. So I love the bikini. This is the bikini wax episode. Sex
yes, it
and another
is.
City.
Good puns. Still in L.A.
Crazy outfits.
It's the city of perpetual sun and perpetual sunbathing. And because of that, bikini waxes. Have you ever gotten waxed?
Yeah, I get Brazilians all the time. In fact,
really?
I'm due for one.
Damn. How long do they last?
Oh, my timer's done. My chicken.
Domestic goddess over here.
They last like...
Are you making more chicken because your brother ate all your first chicken?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm doing. Yep. But he is working hard, so it's okay. Wait.
Yeah, this is a classic scene. These like this, her getting
the montage
waxed.
Of them getting bikini waxes. I get Brazilians like.
How long do they last? Because shaving is such a pain in the fucking ass.
Like 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh, nice. I would do that in the summer, especially if you have a place you like.
It's
going.
Honestly like not about like it's like it's so uncomfortable. I haven't shaved because I haven't. I bought razor yesterday. I left them at work. Oh. I have not shaved my entire. I'm due for grooming.
Yeah.
I need to get my roots done. Need to get my eyebrows done. I should probably get a haircut. I need to shave all parts of my body and I need a Brazilian. I am like a fucking like jungle woman.
I love that. That's so funny.
Okay. I'm going to check on my chicken.
I've never gotten anything waxed.
Ever?
No. But I'm definitely intrigued by the idea of a bikini wax. Update from the kitchen. The chicken looks gorgeous. The thing about getting a bikini wax that's appealing is that honestly, shaving, whatever. I'm not like I don't shave everything. I like a little maintenance grooming, but it's so itchy within like 10 minutes and the whole growing back process is so like annoying. That's the worst part of it. So I'm very intrigued by waxing. But I wonder, does this imply that Carrie's also never gotten a bikini wax before? Because that surprises me.
I don't know. I don't know if she has. Maybe she's a shaver. Maybe she's never gotten a Brazilian.
Right.
Like,
right.
I think that's the...
Brazilian means bear. Totally bear.
Yeah, because the next thing we see is her, like, freaking out.
Yeah, see, I don't think I'd do that. I just, like, a little trimming down the sides, you know?
That's what I do.
Full?
Full, baby.
Love that.
Bear is the head of
Maybe I'll get into it.
Of a baby.
Bear is the head of a baby.
Which is, like, a weird
a
thing.
A baby bear.
I guess
on
I was
going
to say, it's weird to... put like associate babies with like a vagina, but like that's the
opposite of weird
to put that.
It is the baby origin story is indeed the vagina. So
when a boy and a girl love each other very much, or not all the time,
or science, many different kinds of science.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So Carrie, this whole episode is wearing a lightning bolt necklace.
Oh. Yes, a lightning bolt necklace, not a light naple, which I was trying to figure out what that was.
They're talking the light
and a lime green swimsuit that I love.
They're talking about how like just like about vagina hair.
Yeah, basically, which is what prompted me asking about that, because she, Carrie's, I think, saying she's never gone fully bare and she wasn't expecting it. And Miranda's like, I would have killed her.
And Samantha's so funny. She's like, no, Brazil makes you do crazy things. You have to be very careful who you invite to Brazil. And I love how they refer to like a bare vagina as like Brazil.
And they just keep referring to it that way too, like in going south and like, going to Brazil.
Yeah, it's so
it
funny.
It becomes like the inside joke of the episode. It's cute.
So Miranda's going to meet someone who used to, a man who used to be a New Yorker and now lives in LA. And
she's like, can't, he was a lawyer and she can't wait to talk to him about, oh no, he worked for Letterman. And she can't wait to talk to him about how much he hates LA, which of course means that's not at all how this conversation is going to go down.
Nope.
Carrie's talking about how their plans are that they're going to,
they have a film screening,
but they're going to skip the premiere and just go to the after party.
They're going to skip the movie and go to the premiere because in New York, no one goes to the premiere.
They just go to the after party.
And Miranda looks stunning. Cynthia Nixon is wearing this like plunging red dress. And,
a bralette kind of underneath. Very ahead of the time. Oh, sure. That is kind of a bralette, isn't it? Yep.
So she sees Lou, and Lou is surprisingly Yoinka.
He is, but he looks like such a New York Jew. He looks like Adam Sandler light, LA style.
I think that's the point.
Right. Right.
He looks like Corey Matthews when he grows up.
Yeah. And he has a Knicks hat on. So she's like, oh, still the Knicks. And he's like, if I ever put on an LA, like a Lakers hat, you can kill me.
He also,
he's like, want to get a bite to eat.
Here. Sorry. He's also like lost a bunch of weight.
Oh, yes. He's lost a bunch of weight.
She's so like, I didn't recognize you.
You look so good. And he's like, you want to go grab a bite to eat? And she's like, yes, let's get away from all these bleached teeth. And he's like, oh, I meant here. So obviously this is like off to it. Not at all what Miranda expected.
I'm a happy LA person. I like to drink green tea. He's
and
like,
hike.
It sounds crazy, but I would just, was so, which is so funny because I feel like I've been having this conversation with people lately.
Yeah.
And also my friend Lily, who I just traveled with, like who used to live in LA.
Happy belated birthday, Lily.
Happy belated birthday, Lily. I don't think she listens to the podcast. That's why I refer to her as my friend and not friend of the pod. Not that she doesn't love us, but she doesn't
listen
to the podcast.
I have no requirements for anyone I know or love to listen to this.
Yeah. Regardless, we talked a lot on the trip about how she loved how she, when she says she loves hiking, her eyes go dead. She gets lifeless dead eyes when she talks about hiking, but she's like, I love hiking.
That's so funny.
Anyway, back to LA.
Carrie and Samantha try and get into this after party in the end. They're not on the list. And then the woman's
Carrie's
like,
just like, here's my press pass. And the woman's like, oh, okay, here, go to the press room. And Carrie's like,
I don't think so. I was invited. And the woman's like, do you have your movie tickets? And she's like, we didn't go.
No one goes to the movie. And she goes, everyone
goes. And so it's an interesting, there's this like real, this episode is a real contrast of like New York versus LA. Like they make that really explicit.
Yeah.
And what's better where and...
Okay, also, like, they both just look amazing.
Marilyn Monroe light on Kim Cattrall there.
Like, Marilyn Monroe, like, as an ice skating costume.
Yes, exactly.
So it's, like, blue and sequined.
It's, like, Marilyn Monroe playing Elsa on Broadway.
Exactly.
And Carrie's in this, like, white shorts unit. And who... I recognized him immediately, which is so weird.
Vince Vaughn.
But here's what's amazing. Unlike Matthew McConaughey, Vince Vaughn is not playing famous Vince Vaughn. He's playing like a character. Yeah. So, and it's like young, probably
hot.
At the hottest
he's
he ever
fucking
was.
Hot, right?
Because I don't think I would ever classify Vince Vaughn as hot, but he is hot in this episode.
He is hot.
And he asks her for a cigarette and
Vince
she'll
Vaughn?
Light it for him. His eyes, like the way they linger on her, he's
Vince Vaughn can get it.
Yeah. Vince Vaughn can fucking get it. And then he says, full tar. That's really nice because she's brought cigarettes that, of course, have been banned in LA.
Sarah Jessica Parker has very amazing control of her eyebrows.
She does. She does a lot of like slight eyebrow acting. It's good. It's really good.
I like how Carrie in LA wears eyeliner.
Yeah.
Sorry about that up talk.
That's okay. But she has like, it's interesting. They style her a little differently. Like she has a lot, very natural makeup, but then eyeliner, which is different. Like her lips are nude, all of it. Love it.
Sun-kissed, baby.
And Vince Vaughn takes them inside.
He says he's the agent representing Matt Damon.
Right, or someone.
Which is also funny.
It's very funny. And he takes them inside, gets them into the party, and then he gets called away, but he's like, you're in now. Have fun. And he and Carrie are clearly very flirty and she's having a lot of fun with him. Mm-hmm. And Samantha gets distracted because guess who? RIP, except not because we don't give a fuck.
Hugh Hefner is there. I literally went, oh no.
I know. The disappointing men who have showed up, like real life famous men who have showed up, are already numerous in this show. And they are like just chilling in the party. But Samantha, the second she sees Hugh Hefner, is like, well, I got to fucking go, you know, talk to Hugh Hefner. And he's surrounded by playmates, or at least Sex and the City playmates. Yeah. Who knows if they actually paid for real playmates or not?
I feel like no.
Yeah, I don't think so. Probably not.
Samantha rushes over and she's like,
"I, you know, sir, I'm obsessed with you.
I like her hair."
Yeah, me too. It's cute. And they really lean into like curls on all of them, mm-hmm. and kind of like messier, you know, West Coast styling.
Do you think my hair would be curly if I lived on the West Coast?
Probably a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah. Just a little beachy waves, you know? Some salt water in the air.
Yeah, I would be like such a surfer.
You really would.
Anyway. So yeah, she's like, ha ha ha, you're surrounded by three blondes. And he's like, yeah, a slow day.
Yeah, slow day for me. Vince Vaughn comes back and they're just fucking flirting. I mean, and Carrie's like, he's smart, he's sexy, and this outsider was starting to like the view from the inside. Mm-hmm. So now that there's a man involved, she's a lot happier in LA. Turns things around. Fair enough. Just interesting.
And then this other guy's like, yeah, let's go to the, they get access to the VIP room.
Right. And she's like, okay, yeah, I'll come with you, because he invites her, of course.
And Charlotte looks fucking gorgeous, still in New York in some sexy black number.
I literally, she came up on screen and I said, oop, literally forgot about Charlotte. And then I said, this storyline is getting really sad. It gets dark because they've come home from a black tie event. They both look great. And
she's like, how'd I do?
Well, thank you, Dr. McDougal. And then she is helping him undress and she like kind of rubs his dick over the clothes and he touches her face and literally just walks away.
And then he's like, I'm tense now. I have to go for a run. And it's like,
she does, to her credit, she says, Trey, I think maybe it's time we actually talk about this, like Viagra or something. And he really loses his mind. So Charlotte fucking shows up in LA, which is so funny. She just shows up at Carrie's door. She's like, I missed you and I'm having trouble. And Carrie's like, well, you could have called. Like, how did she even know where to find them exactly? I guess she knew, because she had to be able to call their hotel and shit. Old times, man. Ancient history. Do you have paint all over your ankles?
Yeah.
What's that from?
I was babysitting and we painted.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Babysitting, I'll do that. Okay, so Samantha in the most absurd hat I've ever seen.
Yeah, oh my god, absolutely, utterly
it's like a
ridiculous.
It's like a sun hat with slats cut out of the brim. It's very
like,
strange.
Looks like a sunny witch.
And she discovers someone selling knockoff purses out of the back of a car. And
yeah, and so Charlotte like picks up Carrie's mail, sees a picture of them, and is like, you know what she missed more than her sex life? Her single life.
Her best friends.
So can
too.
She run away from her problems?
Again, so she just fucking shows up, which is crazy. I can't deal with Trey, she says.
Did they film this in LA?
I think they really did. Last time I wasn't convinced. I think they filmed, they were probably there for like 2 days and just filmed all of the like pool shots and everything. Anything that's inside of an office, I don't think they did.
It's so crazy. Wow, Carrie looks amazing.
Yeah, she really
does. Her body's out of control.
Always. All of them.
You know what's interesting about
bodies.
This episode? There's no I wonder.
That's true, because she doesn't write a column at any point during it.
Yeah, so
this might be the first one where there actually isn't.
Which is weird, because
that's the whole
there's
point
no
of
like
the
thesis of the episode.
Yeah. Maybe that's why it felt like such a fluff piece.
Yeah.
So Charlotte, Carrie's like, well, I'm going to go meet this guy. But Miranda and Samantha are at the pool and Charlotte goes out and suddenly her marriage seems very far away.
Because it is.
Because it is. So
Keith Travers.
Keith agent guy Vince Vaughn takes Carrie to go see a house he's interested in buying. It's
3.4 million. I just want to live in a house like this.
I don't even know if I do. I want to live in a house that's like the half version of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yes, I get you. And stylistically, and the view's gorgeous.
Like,
I
if that's
really
if this were just like an apartment.
Yes. Like that part of it. Yeah. And there was a kitchen in there and everything. Yeah, I'd be 100%
down. And then there were like maybe like a 3-bedroom apartment.
Right. Exactly. like beautiful but fireplace, I just like a giant modern, fucking yeah open guys, space, windows everywhere.
I want to be rich so bad.
Yeah, being rich would be really nice.
I would do so many things.
People are like, money doesn't solve your problem.
Oh, she's wearing the flower.
But money, oh yeah, but money would solve like 90% of the problems I have right now. So
I feel like Carrie wears flowers when she's like in heat. Like, oh, when she's, like, looking for a new lover.
Fair.
Or partner.
Although there was that, like, 12-episode stretch.
Because Aiden, because love is blooming.
Right, right.
So whenever she's open to love, she wears the flower.
Interesting. I like it.
It's, like, very pheromony.
So they make out against this window over this beautiful view, and then the realtor walks back in and surprises them and is like, you should come see the hot tub.
Meet moo, meet moo.
So they go and see the hot tub.
So Charlotte's like ordering a very complicated order, and the waitress is like, you know, if you steam the mushrooms, it still contains the
less calories but more flavor.
And Charlotte's like, oh my god, I love LA.
I know, I was gonna say Charlotte really is kind of an LA type. Yeah, in some
she
ways
looks, she even has like highlights in right now. Miranda's hair is finally growing in nicely, even though she looks like a child's puzzle set in this jacket.
Yep, very much so. And they really can't decide on a hair color for her, like, ever.
I like
maybe
this.
It's the lighting.
Well, LA, it's going to be lighter.
Yeah. And Miranda's telling them all about Lou and how much he doesn't like New York anymore, but how it kind of seems like amazing because he's happy. And they're like, wait, New York Lou? Like the Lou we knew? What? And Miranda's like, I know it doesn't make any sense. I always feel like I'm trying to name one of my like 12 children.
Oh,
Miranda, Charlotte, Carrie, Samantha.
Yeah.
I'm
always like, move.
I like her little gemstone.
Samantha is wearing a Louis Vuitton visor and shows off this
Fendi bag that they all recognize. And they're like, oh my God, how did you get that? $1,400? She's like, $150.
So earlier in the episode, Samantha was like binge shopping, and then she figured out she found
the car.
Fake Fendi bag.
And they're all freaking out about it. And this made me laugh because
this is such a New York thing.
Yeah, New York is like the center of where you go to buy knockoff good quality shit.
Yeah, which is why I'm confused by this. I was also, yeah. So Carrie unloads her purse, and it's just like a bunch of condoms. And Charlotte goes, could you have any more condoms? And Samantha goes, I did. Yes. And I think it's
very funny. But Carrie's like, I don't know. I just don't. She's like, actually, I don't think I could deal with a fake bag. I'd rather have the real thing. And I was like, and that's why you should be broke as hell writer living in.
Yeah, she said that. And I was like,
There's this TV show.
No, it becomes very self-aware later.
Super funny. Because they made a comment about it already that there's a guy who one of them knows. Or Lou is working on a TV. Or no, Lou sold a script about three like young artists living in a loft in New York. And Miranda's like, as if any three young artists could live in a big loft in Soho. Could afford to live in a big loft in Soho. It's very funny. Carrie's smoking on the balcony of this beautiful place. Oh, here it is. I was going to say there had to be one. I missed this totally when I was watching it.
So did I.
There is, and I wonder. Carrie whips out her laptop and wonders if, because people seem happy.
Was it just a matter of time before the truth blew across Manhattan?
Before the roof?
When it comes to bags and cities, is it really what's outside that
counts? Oh, yeah. The reason I forgot this is because
on the outside, always looking in.
Will I ever be more than I've ever been? It's because it's so forgettable. What does that even mean? What is the outside of a city? What's the inside of a city? No one ever says that it's the outside that matters. I've never heard someone say the outside of a city is what matters.
I think that's the point. Like, as opposed to,
I guess,
know.
Well, because she prefaces is by fake. Saying She's everything is fake, but it looks happy, right?
But it looks real. Yeah. So
they drive for 2 hours to a place called The Valley, which is really funny because it's just The Valley.
She's like,
to go and get these fake bags.
Wait, Carrie is wearing like hoop skirts on her arms.
Yeah, it's very strange. And she's chain smoking and they've driven 2 hours to look at these bags.
And he
with a sketchy guy.
And she's like, I can't do it.
I don't think I can.
And she makes it a metaphor about men.
She's like, they're very nice, but. Yeah, she literally has like a Southern corsets on her.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's very strange. Her shirt is the weirdest. We drove for 2 hours into the valley, and then these dogs bark at them. The guy is wearing flip-flops and socks. It's an amazing setup. Carrie wearing a fucking fedora is narrating how sad the bags looked from the back of the truck. And to her friends, because they've all met up later.
She says, I guess I'd rather wait for the real thing than at least, you know, you found one of a kind or something special.
And
which is like
pay for it.
Obviously,
yeah, about
like
men. Also, her ugly ass fedora has an ugly ass rhinestone butterfly on it.
I can't. And then Charlotte is like, my marriage is a fake Fendi bag.
Which...
it is.
It is. She's but, like, and it's like dam breaks, but also like, I'm so glad she can talk about it because it's real and it's happening and like she has to do something else.
Yeah. She's like, it's real. We look perfect from the outside, but on the inside we're miserable.
And they all freak out when she says that she hasn't had, they've never had sex in the last month since they got married.
They've never had sex ever.
Well, right. Ever. But they knew that all because remember they knew that before they got married.
Oh yeah.
But so then they're freaking out that they still haven't had
sex. Cindy Nixon's hair finally looks good. It is a different color.
Yeah.
But this like pilled back look is stunning.
The pulled back
her.
Is nice. The bangs need a lot of help.
Yeah, but it's okay.
Yeah. And they're surprised Carrie knew.
Yeah.
But Carrie's like, you know, not
and Miranda's like, you know, it's not my place to judge you. And they're like, it's L.A. L.A. is turning me nice.
Miranda's been like persuaded by Lou's transformation and she feels like a nicer person and. And they're like, I know what you should do. You guys should go to Brazil.
Yeah.
And then they're so like, Charlotte, oh, second honeymoon.
Charlotte goes and gets, because Charlotte got the wax.
Right. So she gets one too. So now they've all had matching wax.
And they're like, and Samantha's like, do you want to come to the Playboy Mansion for a party?
And they really don't. But of course, Samantha talks them into it because.
We're in LA.
And Carrie says, fine, but I better be on the guest house. Later that night, I was a guest
house.
Yep. Guest list. Later that night, I was a guest at Keith's amazing house.
So they're making out in the jacuzzi. And
it's like designed to look like natural spring pools, I guess.
What is the... Have you ever had the urge to have sex in a jacuzzi? Like, water is super sexy. Like, I love, like, making out in water.
Well, water is an anti-lubricant. So it literally, like, makes it harder to have sex. And B...
Really?
So much... Yeah. I mean, you can have, like, water-based lube, which helps, but water, it's like the same reason that water doesn't dehydrate your lips and chapstick does the opposite, you know. So like you're washing away all the natural goodness that our bodies make. So I don't think it feel as good, but also it's I mean like so a much private bacteria. Place yeah a private place where it's just yours and you're the only person in it, fine, but like I would never ever in a public hot tub. That's so gross. You're just putting ramming bacteria into the walls of your vagina. Anyway, Samantha, nope. Miranda goes to dinner with Lou.
Oh, and I said, oh.
And he won't take his dumb hat off in the nice restaurant.
He has an eating disorder.
He does, which is really interesting. And it's an interesting thing to address for a guy also.
Uh-huh.
So they get strip steaks, New York strip steaks.
So he takes a bite and every time, the captions are so funny. He's like, he's like counting his chews and then he spits it out
into his napkin. And Miranda, after the second time, is like, what are you doing? And he's like, well, I'm just really tasting my food.
And the humming is just so bizarre.
It's very strange. It's like he's literally counting. It's like clearly he has this little ritual and, you know, he has food compulsions and she asks him why he isn't swallowing. And he says, do you think I look this good by eating? Miranda realized Lou hadn't found inner peace. He'd found an eating disorder.
And then he, like, starts. You, like, see the, like, angry New Yorker come out in him a little bit.
And he's like, it's fucking L.A. You know, like, I there's shit I have to do. And she's like, who cares what you look like? You're a writer. And he's like, yes, for a hit TV stuff. I mean, so it's kind of like.
No self-respecting New Yorker.
Yeah.
Would ever spit out that good of a steak.
But Miranda kind of is confronted with this like opposite reality that even though it looks good and happy on the outside, it comes with its own, you know, kind of rotten core in some ways.
So we cut to Carrie the next morning who has slept with Vince Vaughn.
And he says, I really like what you've got going on down there.
But they don't notice that they're on a pull-out couch.
Right.
We don't. So I guess we're not supposed to notice that yet.
Right. It's supposed to be that they're just in bed. Because I fucking screamed. Of course. She looks amazing.
So a woman comes in and is like, I told you no prostitutes when you're house sitting. And it turns out that this is not Travis's home, but Carrie fucking Fisher.
It's Carrie Fisher. Carrie fucking Fisher. She looks amazing. Blonde bob, young Carrie. She talks about how she has a child. She's like chastising him. She's like, wait till I tell all these people. And it turns out, not only is it hilarious to me that Vince Vaughn, instead of getting to play himself like Matthew McConaughey did, but is playing an assistant. But he's also Ben Affleck's assistant.
Yeah.
Which is so fucking funny. I hope all of this was like intentional and I'm sure it was.
And Carrie goes, you know, I'm not a prostitute. I'm Carrie Bradshaw. I'm a writer.
You're Carrie.
I'm Carrie. She's like, I have a column in New York. And Carrie Fisher's response is.
She's like flinging her thong around in her hand because she doesn't realize she's holding it.
I have a child. I really can't. I can't do this.
It's so funny.
It's so good.
It's so good. And so Carrie literally runs out in a sheet with all of her stuff. And Vince Vaughn picks up his cell phone and is like, this was always on. The dry cleaning and the cat food. That's all done.
That's like, the end of the scene.
It's
job.
So funny. It's so funny. So they go to the Playboy Mansion. They pull up in their convertible. Everyone just is in like tiny outfits.
They look, I mean, like, they Carrie all look looks amazing. Amazing.
Carrie's in this, like,
she's giving me like Hocus Pocus vibes.
Yeah, but Hocus Pocus, but make it ho, you know?
Ho.
Ho, but make it Hocus Pocus.
I got it.
Yeah.
Ho, bracket, E, Pocus.
Got you. She has this like sparkly sheer full body cover up on with a bikini underneath. They're like, where are the girls in the satin outfits and bunny ears? I want to see some bunny ears. A woman in a straight up thong walks by, which is nice. Meanwhile, somewhere between the Italian Grotto and the petting zoo, Charlotte found something real.
So she's talking to this man. His name is Ian. And they're talking about Hockney. Y'all, I love David Hockney. There, hey, I said
beautiful.
It. He's an amazing artist.
I thought it said hockey at first and was not ready.
At Agnes.
And he's like an older man. He looks like a less cute LA older version of Trey, honestly.
Oh, interesting. I thought he looked like a young Willem Dafoe.
I see that too. That's very funny. And Charlotte's like, I love LA. And he says, I guess that third welcome wagon drink is finally kicked in.
She's like, ooh, this is so bad of me.
So bad. I'm drunk lying here talking to a man. And he says, and it's Playboy Mansion. I mean, things could be a lot worse. She's really very cute and very good at being cute. He says, hey, let me buy you some boobs.
Let me buy you some
boobs. It's almost as good as the only thing I want to murder is that pussy. Almost.
Okay, so just really quick, just if we're checking in with that, he texted me, if Amuse You is this pessimistic, then I don't want to see you on a bad day.
Dude.
This is what happens every time we talk. I'm like, ha ha ha, you're too scared just to meet me. And then he's like, why are we fighting about this? And I'm like, I don't care. I
thought you wanted to murder my pussy.
I actually told you.
How are you going to murder my pussy at a significant distance? Do you have a heat-seeking missile? What's going on?
I'm just trying to get that pussy murder.
Yeah.
Woo woo. Okay, so that's the check-in.
Taking out a hit on my pussy. Oh.
I've been served.
That's right.
With pussy murder.
Pussy papers. Yep.
The word pussy is funny.
It's a good one. I like it.
When I was little, when I was like, I guess I was 8-ish, I asked my aunt, I was like, Margo, do you have a pussy? And my whole family was like, whoa. And I was like,
yeah,
I have two pussies.
Uh-huh.
And they were like,
you were like,
what the fuck?
This one's Martha and this one's Brenda.
No, I was like, Hershey and Rascal.
Yes,
our felines.
Yeah.
Because I guess I didn't realize that. I didn't know that pussy had vagina, but I knew that it meant cat. Funny.
Once when I was in first grade, we had a bunch of reptiles come and visit our classroom.
Sure. Did they take the
bus?
Did
that not ever happen to you?
No, they did. It just
I have. Oh,
the
yeah.
Way they said,
oh, yeah.
We had
a bunch of reptiles visited.
Oh, yeah, did they bring flowers?
Yep. Swiped in with their Metro cards and came to visit us.
In Portland?
Yeah, exactly.
They took the Metro all the way to Portland.
Across the country, these industrious. That's where I learned that those big yellow pythons smell like popcorn. But most importantly, I told my family a story at dinner that night that involved there's a kind of like they're related to alligators and crocodiles, I think, called caimans. And there are dwarf caimans that are like just mini ones. And so as my family tells the story, 7-year-old me was telling the story at the dinner table. And I said, and then a dwarf came in. And I, of course, did not understand any of what was happening. And my whole family lost it around me.
Yeah, it's very funny.
And thank you anyway.
It's like in The Sound of Music.
I won't understand this reference. Please continue.
There's a scene where Maria goes to the Abbey and she's talking to Mother Superior and she's like, oh, I just.
What am I talking about? I've seen Sound of Music.
It's okay.
Thank you.
She's like, what is it? Like, I just can't face it. I don't know what to do, Mother Superior. And Mother Superior.
Oh, I know it. This. You've told this.
What is it you cunt face?
That's right.
And she just has an accent, but boy, does it sound like she's saying cunt face.
That's amazing.
All right. So back to speaking of vaginas, we're at the Playboy Bunny Mansion. Speaking of pussies.
And titties. So Samantha is like, someone stole my fake Fendi. And she goes and accuses a girl who's next to Hugh Hefner of taking it. And he's like, she's like, this is my Fendi. And she's, Samantha's like, open it up, look inside, it'll say made in China. And the girl opens it up and she's like, see, Fendi. So Samantha humiliates herself in front of Hugh Hefner.
And he's like, you gotta go, bitch.
Not only has Samantha tried to accuse her, but also she's exposed that she, you know, buys knockoffs, which I guess she's embarrassed by. So they all just peel out of there, of course, as they do. As Carrie says, and so for $150, you know, something and unspecified cost to Samantha's ego.
I love it. Me love too. It.
And as they're leaving, they walk around a corner and see, well, as Carrie and Miranda are leaving, they walk around a corner and see just a pool full of shirtless women.
And Miranda goes, look, tit soup.
It made me laugh so much. It's a really good line. Miranda and I took the wrong turn on the way to the buffet.
I thought they were. This was going to end with them like getting in and being like, we had to like live it up.
Yeah.
And yet it's just a bunch of fake boobies floating in water.
It is. Some of them look real, but a lot of them are fake.
Do real boobies float? No.
I mean, they're just fat. They float like bodies fat float.
They float like bodies flat.
They're not shit.
Okay, so they leave. And she's like, what happened? And they won't tell her. And Carrie turns around to the security guard. He's like, what happened? And he's like, and he just knocks her. She's like, oh, okay, I'm leaving.
He just knocks her out of there. So Carrie, some of us had lost our hair and all of us had lost a little dignity. And then she
This outfit Samantha's wearing, I would wear the shit out of.
Oh, fuck yeah. It's like a high-waisted
Miranda,
white pants.
All of them. I mean, and not Charlotte.
High-waisted white
Carrie.
Pants.
Carrie?
Yes, Carrie's outfit. It's unbelievable. She's wearing like a capri jumpsuit. Yeah, the jewelry's ugly. Fanny pack, incredible. And as she's leaving, she's lighting a cigarette.
Shoes.
And the guy is like, you can't smoke in here. And she's like, I'm leaving. She gets home.
To her fucking stunning apartment.
And she's like, yeah, seriously, the light's filtering in. It looks beautiful.
It
looked even better
on the inside. Because inside, it was all real.
As opposed to LA, where all the buildings were illusions.
Everything on the outside was fake. And isn't that the truth?
Isn't that the truth? Yeah, she looks amazing. The fanny pack is unbelievable, but the jumpsuit is just even better.
This pose as she smokes
in her apartment.
And that's the episode.
Amazing. What was I going to say? I was going to say, who did you relate to most in this episode?
You know, probably Miranda. Like, nobody. Like, what was this episode even about?
Yeah, I guess it was really more about East Coast versus West Coast, which isn't really interesting for characters.
As someone
they were all always going to return to New. But it was like, Charlotte goes to L.A. They all think L.A. is better briefly, maybe.
Yeah, they're all, they
and
all like, get
Miranda
taste.
Gets disenchanted.
They all drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
And then
they return home where they belong. Because, of course, this is Sex and the City.
But not Los Angeles.
Not Sex and the City of Angels, though.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
It could be.
It could be. I'd watch that. No, I guess those were... We've had plenty of those shows, sort of.
Yeah.
As
someone who has who has friends, very dear friends, that live in L.A.
Yes, you have friends. You have many of them. Some of them live in L.A.
Thanks, Bridget.
You're welcome.
Some of them live in L.A. And I found this episode to be funny.
Have you thought about living there?
I have.
Have you thought about living there more recently than you have? Like, was this specifically interesting to you because you're, like, currently contemplating it? Or it's just been a thing
you
thought
about?
Oh, yeah.
It was something that I, like, literally talked about, like, last Wednesday. I was, like... I was just like since I've been back in the city, it's felt like very gray and like very like colorless.
Yeah.
That's maybe just because I'm like coming off of this experience. Like right. If we're using this like Wizard of Oz metaphor, like that felt very like
vivid
in Technicolor.
Yeah.
And to come back to just like the monotony of life. Yeah. And I think that's just like a coming back from vacation, but it's like, I feel like the version of my life that I was living in is on that vacation was like, I so idealize.
Yeah.
It's just like coming
But it's
back.
Also like, oh, other lifestyles are out there, other places, other.
Right. And I just like.
New York isn't the only.
Yeah. And I just was like, I was thinking about it and I gave myself sort of an ultimatum. But I'll keep it private.
Yeah.
Because it's not like I don't have things going on here. I like jumped into like a very busy week and I like have more busy things.
Also, as the weather changes, it might be a little easier.
Yeah.
Something I'm looking forward to, actually, is daylight savings this weekend.
Yes, Sunday.
We lose an hour, but it's going to be, that means a full hour later light. I'm so happy.
Oh, no, it's going to be so clutch.
Clearly, I fixate on this, but it's like such a measurable
no, it's
way
been getting,
of my mood.
It's been
yeah.
getting better.
It's amazing.
Anyway.
Ploppability?
Wait, who did you resonate with?
Oh, I feel the same. Sorry, I should have said that explicitly. But yeah, I mean, a little bit of Carrie. Like, it's fun to go on vacation, have a fling.
I guess I just resonated with, like, the sentiment.
Yeah, same. Well, it's something that didn't really maybe matter to the characters, but both of us have West Coast, East Coast experience.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, do you ever think about living back on the West Coast?
I do, yeah. I don't think I'm really an LA person.
Yeah, no, do you think, I feel like you would go back to, like, Portland.
Yeah, which I just don't think is going to happen at this point. I love Portland, and for a while I always said I'd like to, like, raise kids there because it's such a perfect, like, family place, yeah. But I don't know. When you live in New York, it's kind of hard to imagine. I think until you're ready to go somewhere else, it's hard to imagine being anywhere else.
Totally.
But I miss the West Coast all the time, just in terms of like the lifestyle and the weather patterns. And the Portland obviously is no LA, but it's just all a lot milder and greener, and you're mm-hmm. outside and it's fresh and people are chill, and it's definitely very different. But I don't know. I feel very at home here now.
Yeah. And that sounds dope, but it's like grass is always greener, maybe.
Right. Totally. I also just can't imagine moving.
I've never lived on the West Coast.
I feel like there'll be a time in your life where that'll make sense.
I think so, too.
There's so much of it, you know?
Yeah.
And there's so many good places to be on that end of the country.
Yeah. I only have been to California. I've never been to Oregon or
Washington. We'll go to Portland at some point. We'll coordinate.
Yeah. I would like to do that. And I want to go to Seattle, too.
Seattle's cool. I'm very biased, and I prefer Portland just as a city. But there are a lot of parts of Washington that are super beautiful. And, like, Puget Sound is gorgeous. And, yeah. But
and, like, I love the Oregon Trail, so.
Hey, me too.
You know, I want us all to die of dysentery together.
My sister and I used to enact elaborate Oregon Trail, like, dress-up fantasies in our backyard. And we had a treehouse.
Yeah.
And that was what I made. That was always, like, the cabin. And then we would harvest stuff from the garden.
Oh, my God.
And have to set up a life. And
I would love that.
It was really good.
Ploppability?
I was just going to say, yeah. Pretty ploppable.
Sure.
Especially if we're having these conversations about New York, LA. I think in a lot of ways that still applies.
Yeah. And there's definitely, like, a New York way of doing – like, people are like, oh, that's such a New York way of doing things.
Right. Right. And a lot of the stereotypes hold up on both sides, like, you know, the plastic
the
and the fakeness and the not eating and the...
And the guy lying about his job.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. Deltsies, upsies, deltsies, downsies?
Upsies are that got my nose ring back in.
Woo.
That the light is going to stay longer. That we made it through February.
Yeah, where the fuck did that go?
I know, for how long January was, February really made up for it and just zoomed by.
Alex found it last night.
Well, you spent it abroad.
Yeah, February was like
a non-entity.
A dream.
Yeah.
I think I was like blackout all of February.
Yeah.
And like I woke up, like that's what I'm saying, is like feels like fucking Wizard of Oz because I left and then I woke up all of a sudden and I had to be at work at 6:30 in the morning. Alex found a thing that was like, it's March? What's next? April?
Yeah, it's
May?
Really good. It's really good.
What's this?
I just wanted to document what's happening for me.
Because this is like spread eagle.
Yeah, you just really, it's beautiful. Thanks.
Wait, what was I saying?
Delty downsies, oh, I guess, downsies? Are, I just want to know what's going to happen with the storm tomorrow because it's either going to make my life harder or awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I also would just like the weather to pick a thing.
Oh, just pick. Today was so sunny and nice, and now it's going to be.
Yeah, like I'll take gross days until we have nice days. Also, I always feel like I get sick when the weather jumps back and forth.
Wait, where are you checking for updates?
I've just been doing like wacky weather, whatever, reading their hourly. But
it's saying it's supposed to start snowing
soon. It's moved up throughout the
1
day.
1 a.m. Like it's supposed to maybe like it's like midnight.
Right.
And then it's supposed to snow and then sleet and then snow just all
day.
Day.
Yeah. Oh, that's the thing. I'm imagine if anything is going to happen, I'm putting money on it right now. We'll close early.
Let me text Liz and be like, are you still having Liz? I'll text her in the morning.
Yeah.
Liz is my therapist.
Love her. Love Liz. Okay. Brooke, belties, downsies, upsies, please.
My upsies is that Julie Klausner's podcast is back. How was your week? Which is a huge part of my 2013, 2014 life. And then she got famous and disappeared. And now she's back. And I am excited to have her back in my weekly pod routine.
Another Delta up is I'm reading a book I really love called White Tears. Highly recommend.
I'm having trouble getting into my book. Do I have another Delta up? No. One of my Delta downs, which is also sort of a Delta up, is just like I'm waiting.
Yeah.
For something and I want it.
It's a good thing, but waiting is the worst.
And like I'm just waiting. Yeah. I'm in limbo mm-hmm. for something and mm-hmm. I want to know about
yep,
it.
Yep. Yep.
And then my Delties downsies is nope, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And just like I'm a little blue.
Yeah.
I'm like in post travel blues.
Yeah, totally. That's such a real thing.
But I'm like,
I still get knocked out by missing Ireland. I literally almost had to stop walking today because I was in the hallway and just suddenly wanted to be back there so badly.
Yeah.
I hadn't been thinking about it, hadn't anything, but
I learned this from my Israeli friend yesterday on the phone. So I think I'm using this right. If you're listening to this podcast, I'm sending a dash out to Gal.
Hey.
And that's like saying hi. It's when someone sends a dash. I think that. It's a dash. I could be wrong. So Gal, tell me if I'm wrong.
Hey Gal.
Hey Gal. The other day, I don't know if I told you this already, but I was on the train and the guy next to me sat down and was reading A Little Life.
Oh, yes, you did.
And he was in the happy years. And I just wanted to touch him on the back and say,
I feel for you.
I know what you're going through. And it's going to get better before it gets worse.
Yeah.
And then it's going to get better and then it's going to get worse. And then the book's going to end.
Yeah. Yeah. But you didn't. You let him live in his.
Or I just wanted to be like.
Yeah.
Just a gentle guttural hum.
I feel you. Yeah.
Oh my God. And my other Delta up is that,
I love this.
Is that, wait, do you know what I'm going to say?
No. I just mean, I just love the way this is happening. Like good things just keep coming.
Oh, the 3-year-old I babysit today called me Brookie.
Oh,
he was like trying to get me to come in his room to play Play-Doh. And he was like, Brookie. And me and his mom were like,
that's so fucking cute.
It was really great.
I love that. Wow.
Okay. Bridget.
Yeah.
The socialist media ma'am.
That's me, the socialist media ma'am. Literally me. You can find me.
Oh, wait, how can I find you?
You can find me. Mm-hmm. Trawling the stars at night. You can find me on Twitter at Mrs. Burt Macklin, discontented and grumpy. And you can find me on Instagram at BridgetM37.
Looking like a stud.
A lot happier. Brookie, where can I find you?
Well, if you're curious about what my stream of consciousness is, you can find
as
me
we all are.
On Twitter at Brooke_Wiseman and on Instagram, also stream of consciousness, but paired with a photo. You can find me at BrookeWiseman, _. And if you put an _, I will take your small intestine out through your throat.
And then hang it up like Christmas garlands around her apartment.
Yep.
Because there are lots of them. They're coiled up in there.
Yeah. It says maybe small that's intestine, large, but it's actually longer, isn't
that's
it?
That's right.
It's just thinner.
I don't know. I'm just picturing it on the wall, like above where Brooke's sitting right now. And I think you could drape it a couple of times, probably.
Yeah.
Either way, if you want your small intestine.
On my wall.
Don't put the fucking _.
Right. Maybe my mysterious texter, my maybe catfish. Lost himself, so we'll keep you posted next week.
He was funny, but not funny enough to make the cut for tonight, so.
He's never going to make the cut.
No. He like, refuses.
Because he doesn't ever. If I ever meet him, I'll probably die.
Yeah. If you ever meet him, he'll probably pull your small intestine out through your mouth.
Yeah, I actually got that idea from him.
Yeah.
But he was like, I'm going to take your small intestine out of your mouth and suck it. And I'm really murdering your pussy.
He was like, the only small intestine I want to take out of your throat is me fucking your pussy.
But like, that wouldn't surprise me.
Nope.
Ugh, don't I live such a fun life, Dad?
We love you.
Sorry, Dad. Oh, wait. collectively, I have other things to say.
Oh, yeah.
Collectively, we are
at Splat Podcast
on Twitter, on Instagram, and at gmail.com. And please listen to us, A, B, rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.
Literally any one of those things helps us.
Subscribe on Acast. Subscribe on iTunes. Just, like, write a star and be like, why is Brooke talking about her life so much? Shut up, Brooke. Even if it's negative, it'll still help us.
We want it.
Give us 5 stars and say something mean about me. It's fine. But don't, because I'm fragile.
Yeah, don't do that.
Is that all we have to say? I made hummus.
Brooke made hummus. Not yet the best in New York, but we're getting there.
Yeah, I will be the halal girl.
Your brain?
It's hummus. It's a hummus.
That's right. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.